Our scripture reading today is from Matthew and Luke. We start with Matthew 12, verses 14 and 15. Then the Pharisees called a meeting to plot how to kill Jesus. But Jesus knew what they were planning. So he left that area, and many people followed him. He healed all the sick among them. From Luke, we hear these words. But to you who are willing to listen, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who hurt you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, offer the other cheek also. If someone demands your coat, offer your shirt also. Give to anyone who asks, and when things are taken away from you, don't try to get them back. Do to others as you would like them to do to you. If you love only those who love you, why should you get credit for that? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good only to those who do good to you, why should you get credit? Even sinners do that much. And if you lend money only to those who can repay you, why should you get credit? Even sinners will lend to other sinners for a full return. Love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting to be repaid. Then your reward from heaven will be very great, and you will truly be acting as children of the Most High. For he is kind to those who are unthankful and wicked. You must be compassionate, just as your Father is compassionate. Do not judge others, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn others, or it will all come back against you. Forgive others, and you will be forgiven. Give, and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you will get back. This is the word of the Lord.
How many of you have enemies? If you don't have enemies, you are not Christian. We do all have enemies. And as Jesus said, we'll be persecuted for our faith. So even though you are super good, nice, and there will be always people who don't like us, hate us, persecute us, mistreat us. So the Bible keeps saying, love your enemies and forgive them. Why? People, whenever we hear this message, oh no, that's too much. It's impossible. Yes, for non-believers, it is too much. And impossible but for believers, it is a blessing. It is a blessing to have enemies so that we can forgive and we can bless. So we have to look at, as we enter this Lenten season, why? Why Bible keeps saying that forgive those who mistreat you and love your enemies. Why we should love our enemy? First of all, because we need forgiveness. And then Jesus said, if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. Think about it. You don't have any enemies. You don't have any person to forgive. How can you get forgiveness from God? You're not going to live a perfect life. As we read, reflected today, there are so much that we need to ask God, that the things that we are not aware of as a believer. So many things that hit my God. Oh, Lord, what should I do? Yes, through Jesus Christ, we've been forgiven. But in this life, we fail to live according to God's expectation. So we need forgiveness. And here's a rule that what the God says, set for us. Okay, you need forgiveness, and there's a how to receive the forgiveness. You have enemies, and forgive them. Then you will be forgiven. So this is the ground. We have ground to ask as we pray every time in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our sins as we forgive those sin against us. Don't make yourself so high that you don't have any enemy to forgive. We all have people who need our forgiveness. And we should have people in order to get forgiveness from God. So it is a blessing to have people that we need to forgive. The second reason why the Bible asks us to forgive is because Jesus died for our enemies as well. We don't admit that really the bad enemy, really the person who hurt us, in our heart as a human being, we want them to go to hell. We don't want to go together in heaven. But you know what? Jesus not only died for us, but also he died for them. And here the Jesus said, love your enemy, do good to them. Why? For God is kind to those who are ungrateful, unthankful, and wicked. One point I had a conversation with my son who had a faith issue. And one of these topics he has brought me, Dad, what about these wicked people? All these bad people, serial killers. I mean, they hurt so many people, their family members and other people. How can they say they are saved by Jesus Christ? It's not fair. I agree with you, son. It's not fair. I mean, we want them to go to... we don't want them to be saying, oh, I'm saved. Jesus forgave my sins. Hallelujah. But remember, Jesus not only died for us, but for all. God loved the world, bad and good. God wants them to turn to him, repent their sin. This is the reason why we had to forgive, not judge them, because God doesn't judge them. Lastly, from today's scripture, why we love our enemies and forgive them is because we need God's blessings. How many of us want God's blessings? We all want God's blessings. Here's how God's blessing come to us. And Jesus said, give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. Once again, this is the rule that God set for this universe. The way we receive is to give first. If we want to receive God's blessing, you need to bless other people. That is why the blessing, it is the blessing, real blessing to have enemies whom we can bless. You may say, God bless me, and bless me, but God said, you bless others, then I will bless you. Is it fair? That's God's rule. You need a financial blessing. You need a health. You need your children to live a good life. You need your business successful. You need a promotion. Then, bless other people's life. Just the way we want to be blessed. That's a golden rule. Why we have this golden rule? Because that is God's rule. He said for human beings. So here's a Lenten challenge for us. Don't believe it is too hard. Impossible to love our enemies and forgive our enemies. If you are children of God, there is the reason why we have enemies. Through that, we can receive forgiveness. We can receive blessings. We can see who really God is. Not only our side, that we tend to separate these bad guys who deserved all the punishment. We are good guys. In God's eyes, we are all children of God who already been saved, who are not yet been saved. And God sent Jesus Christ for them too. Jesus Christ shed his blood for these bad guys. So Lenten challenge is today, love your enemy and do good to them and bless those who curse you. Pray for those who hurt you. I want you to practice this one. Bless your enemies. Pray for them. How? Here is John. I'm sorry, people didn't go to the John. First of all, you have to list the names that you want to bless them and pray for them. And you especially, that you have not been well with this relationship. The people that you consider are enemies. If you don't have those enemies, and pick up any person and to bless those people. And bless them how? Here, this is the God, the Apostle John says in 3 John, He prayed. He prayed that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, and even as your soul is getting along well. This is how the blessed our enemies and pray for their good health. Even though, I mean, if they have bad health, even though they are in good health, God, I bless Joseph that he may have a good health and live a long life. God, I want Bob to be promoted in the company, and that he would get all the promotion, and you know, he be blessed by you, and by the, you know, financially he go well, and his family all be successful in school, and do whatever you want to do. To bless those people and bless, pray for their soul that they may know Jesus Christ and knowing that be blessed. Their lives, and they may go to the heaven. Remember, all the things you proclaim to God will return. You are not only praying for that soul, you are praying for yourself. That's what God says. Give and gift of forgiveness, a gift of all this blessing to that person, then you will receive all these blessings back more. This is the secret of Christian life. Think about it. We Christians start to bless those people, knowing that the enemy that we seem to be, that Jesus died for him. Jesus loved him. Jesus still waiting for him to come. And then I stand between God and him, and I start to bless him. God, I want him. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. I want him to go to heaven. God, I want him to be healthy. God, I want him to be, you know, financially and then well-being and his families and all these things. I want blessing, blessing him. I want him to be prosper in this life. First time, it is challenging to pray for these people because you still have bitterness, anger. But if you keep praying, proclaim according to God's word and start to bless them and pray for them, your heart becomes like God's heart. And later on, you really find out yourself to cry for him, for her. Lord, I really mean it. I'm sorry for his soul. I'm sorry for her soul. She's going to hell without knowing you. All what he has done. I want him to be child of God. God, use my prayer. And God's promise. Okay, I hear you. I will bless you what you have blessed your enemy. So Lenten challenge. I hope that in these 40 days, you can think about those people that you want to bless. And bless for their health and their life, whatever you think of, pour out before God your blessings. And then those blessings will return eventually to you. And you can say, God, forgive my sin as I forgive my enemies. Let's pray. Now, Lord, we enter into this 40-day journey, and we reflect once again about your word, love your enemies, forgive them. Many times we think how we can do, but I think this is not too difficult for us to bless them and praying for them and knowing that it is for us to receive your forgiveness. It is for us to receive your blessings. It is for us to knowing who really you are, your big love, your big heart. So as we enter this journey, Lenten journey, we remember those people and we want to bless them. We want to pray for their soul. Help us, O God, discourage it to pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ash Wednesday begins the season of Lent, the 40 days, excluding Sundays, that lead up to Easter.
Ashes are a biblical reminder of our mortality. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. The spreading of ashes on foreheads is a visible reminder of this. The ashes also represent sorrow and repentance for sin.
New life with Christ involves a daily surrendering of the old life. Ash Wednesday, the first step of this Lenten journey, invites us to acknowledge our mortality and our sinfulness by the imposition of ashes. Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. Grant that these ashes may be to us a sign of our mortality and penitence, so that we may remember that only by your gracious gift are we given everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.